Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Booker T bringing us back. Booker T and the MGs. This song is called Time is Tight. If you listen to it a little bit, you kind of can kind of get that feeling, can't you? Yeah, I like that organ. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog, all the other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'm talking about some things that are different in this new age we're entering. I'm trying to be specific about what's new, what's different, what is it that's gonna create some challenge and some opportunity for you as we move into this new era, which we are in right now. It's official. I'm kind of marking it as January 1, 2010, as the beginning of this new era. And what's my justification for making these calls? Well, folks, I've been around a long time. I mark my career in decades, not years. And I've seen ages. I've seen ages end and ages begin and then end again. And I've watched this quite a bit over the years. And I think we're in a new age. And in the previous segment, I talked about the age of the customer. And it is the age of the customer. But now I want to talk about a prophecy that I made about 12 years ago, and that was that the 21st century was going to be the age of the entrepreneur. And there have been some things that have been happening over the last couple of 3 years that are putting that on steroids, but only if you take advantage of it, small business owners. And here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about community building. This craze, this incredible energy for building communities. Now they call it social media. The vernacular is social media, and you know I use that term somewhere, and you know I use it grudgingly, because I don't like the term. It's not even accurate. Social media means technology, and when I'm talking about, and technology is just how we get there. You know, it's just the road we take, the platforms we use to get there. But what we're doing is we're building communities. When you go on Facebook, or if you're on Twitter or MySpace or what, pick LinkedIn, pick one, and you start connecting with people, what are you doing? You're not social mediaing. You're community building. That's what you're doing. That's what this is all about, community building. And what do you do when you build a community? You talk to people. You get face-to-face with them, either virtually or physically. You connect with them. There's dialogue. You create relationships. And I'm talking about one-on-one relationships. That's what community building is all about. And that's what's happening right now. That's this craze that's happening. You know, I've told you that social media is not a fad, because it's not going to go away. It's just going to morph into the next generation. But it is a craze. Now, it's going to stop being a craze. Over the next couple of years, it's going to not be a craze anymore. As we start using all these tools, we start using these community building resources as tools to build communities. That's what this is all going to settle down to become, and it'll become clear to everybody over time that this has always been about building, connecting with people and building communities. Guess what? Here's the good news, small business owners. This direction that the marketplace is moving, that the human beings are moving in, is custom made for you and how you do business on at least two levels. Number one, it's all about one-on-one connection. It's all about dialogue. You're the master of that. Big businesses, not so much. Big businesses want to push one button and touch a million people. They got to. They have to do that. It's they have no choice. Okay, they get a little more granular sometimes, but basically, I mean, you know how they operate. They have to operate that way. They can't. It's a low percentage play for them to do individual connections. You and I can do that better than they can. So all this, the direction the marketplace is moving in our direction. That's one of the really exciting things about what's happening out there. Number two, it costs almost nothing. Think about that. The thing that's going to give you and me more competitive advantage in the marketplace than we've ever had before, the thing that's going to make people gravitate toward a small business more than to a big business, those who are competing straight up, you know, competing for the same customers, the thing that's going to cause them to go to you more than to a big business is the thing that you're the best at, and it costs nothing or very little, if anything. I mean, in the past, if we and I wanted to compete straight up with a bigger competitor, we had to try to spend our way there like they did. The community building tools and platforms and concepts that are going on right now, the best practices, are cost little or nothing, and that's very exciting. I hope you'll start paying attention to some of these things. I hope you start realizing that we're entering a period of time that is very exciting for small businesses, and we have a great advantage. We just take advantage of it. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.